everybody, this is Justin Michael Williams with Motivation for Black People, giving you trusted guidance to make your life better. And this episode, this is all about learning how to use spiritual tools as a part of the revolution. And when I first did this episode on the Woke Lab, which was a live Zoom video series with a live audience, was so fun. I called the episode Tarot, Astrology, and Crystals, Oh My, or you might say Tarot. So Tarot cards, Astrology, and Crystals, Oh My. And kind of like, you know, lions, tigers, and bears, Oh My. And that's because there's so much taboo around these tools. But the thing that's really fascinating and really interesting when you look at the history of these incredible ritual tools is that almost all of them, I won't even say almost, all of them originate from Black, Indigenous, and people of color. And then what's happened over the years is these tools have been like mystified and demonized and corporatized and then sold back to us in a way that we feel like we don't like them or it's not for us. But what I find is that when we come back to these tools, when we come back to these resources, when we learn to dig in and understand our relationship to this planet and the stars and beyond, that we come back to our greatest source of power. So if you're curious and you're open, or even if you're somebody who's had a lot of experience with this and you want to dive a lot deeper, I invite you to listen closely into this episode of The Woke Lab, which I'm going to play back for you here. And if you want to see the actual video of The Woke Lab, because I actually give a live tarot reading on the call, and we do a live astrology reading for one of the callers or one of the people watching in the audience as well. And if you care to watch the video of this, you can just go to justinmichaelwilliams.com/wokelab. It's justinmichaelwilliams.com. Let me actually make sure that's right. I'm looking at it right now because I feel like I can't remember. It's okay. I knew I said it wrong. It's justinmichaelwilliams.com/thewokelab. It's justinmichaelwilliams.com/thewokelab. And I will put the link in the show notes for you. So without further ado, listen in, or you can go and watch it live as well. All people of all backgrounds and all colors and races, so many people of color in this group coming together to talk about spiritual tools and how we can use these tools as a part of our revolution. Enjoy. Hey, everybody, and welcome to our final session of the week, session 5 of the Woke Lab. And to be honest with you, I feel a little bit emotional. I felt that this morning. I was sitting in meditation for a while this morning, just thinking of how important it has been that our community has had this opportunity to come together in the way that we have. This opportunity not just to come and listen to experts speak, experts, quote unquote, but to come together in this embrace of love. You know, Leila Saad yesterday, who was our previous guest, when we were logging in and afterwards, she said, I've never been on anything that actually allowed me to see all the people there. They're always hidden. And that was so powerful to see everybody together. And I just want you for a moment, and even if you're listening to this recording and just to feel this in your heart, I want everybody for a moment, we have 72 people here live today, to just scroll through the faces and just send love and just look at this. Hey, Chris, I see you. Hey, everybody. Hey, Clayton. My mom's here. Hey, Janice. Hey, Robert. So many people I love. Hey, Mariana. Just scroll through and send love. Hey, Tidra. Trey is here, our brother Trey. And Melanie, hello. And just send love, because this is amazing what we're doing. When I get off of this and I go turn on my social media, y'all already know what happens, right? I mean, it's just nuts what's going on in the world right now. And to think that we have created this container. I haven't created this container. You guys have created this safe, sacred space for one another. So whether you've been with us all week or whether this is your first time, I'm so grateful to have you here. And today, holy moly, I have some surprises in store for you today, because you guys saw the title for this session. It's about astrology, tarot, and crystals. Oh my. And the reason I'm talking about this today is because it's so important for us to know
not just how to be like, woo woo, I have crystals, I have sage, I light it every once in a while, like they're cute, or maybe I know my sign, but like, how do we actually use these tools to enhance our lives, to actually take us toward our vision, take us toward our freedom? And I want to speak to something really important here that will relate for some people. And for some people, you're going to be like, I never thought this at all. But the thing is, there's a lot of taboo around some of this stuff. And all the people of color here will know what I'm talking about, right? We all got that grandma or that auntie or something that's like, don't bring that shit in my house, right? Don't, we don't do that. I don't know what that is, right? And many of us have heard this. And I have this in my family still to this day, even though I teach this and love this. And the thing is that is so fascinating to me when I think about this concept and I hear those things is, and I say this with all due respect to everybody, all of these practices, meditation, crystals, astrology, mindfulness, everything, tarot, all of it come from people of color originally, all of them. All of them, from Indian people to Asian people to Native people to Egyptian people to African people, everything, that's where it all began. And then what has happened is these practices were demonized, of course, because this is how we actually connect in with our greatest source of power. So these practices get demonized, colonized, corporatized, and then co-opted and sold back to all of us in a way that we feel like, ooh, that ain't for us. That shit, that's not for us. Mm-mm. Right? But this comes from us, right? Like, and so what I find, and the reason I get so passionate, and when I'm saying us, I want to be very clear. I'm being very clear that yes, these practices originate from people of color, but even more deeply than that, when we go to the human race, they've been used for centuries, thousands of years by people who have had to overcome. People who have had to endure and overcome. So right now, as we apply that to today, I'm talking about my women. I'm talking about the trans community. I'm talking about the LGBTQIA plus community. I'm talking about everybody, all of us. We need this right now. We need these tools to make sure that we know how to move forward in our lives. And so my goal today is to teach you not just obviously I'm not going to go in a full deep dive like thing, but I'm going to give you some things that you may not know. And I have some special surprises for you guys today, which I'm really excited about that. I love surprises, and teach you how you can actually use some of these tools to make an impact in your life. And for those of you who end up wanting to take any of this further with additional tools and training and support, and I know so many of you have been writing to me asking me like, well, when this is over, how are we going to keep getting together? Are there going to be more woke labs? Like, what's going on? I have some announcements for you guys towards the end of this call today. But right now, I just want to get into the teaching. So many of you guys, if you've read my book and you've heard me speak before, many of you know the story of my grandmother, who, you know, in our family, we call my Baka. And I want to share this story with you all today because I think it's such an important story and an interesting indicator that I don't often get to frame in the context of using some of these tools like crystals and tarot and astrology. So my Baka, my grandmother, and this didn't make it in the book, but it's one of my favorite stories. So the reason why we call my grandma on my dad's side Baka is not because of any like big reason other than I was a weird ass little kid. And you know, when you're teaching a little kid to say new words, they were trying to teach me how to say grandma. And so my mom and everybody's like, say grand, Justin. And I would go grand. And they would go say ma. And I would say ma. And they go say grandma. And I would go Baka. And so she became Baka because I'm the eldest. My mom's on the call right now. So she could totally attest to this. And hey, mom, I love you. And so she became Baka. And several years ago, my Baka got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and the doctors told her she only had a couple of months to live. And I don't know if anybody on this call is close to their grandmothers or was close to their grandmothers, but my mom and my Baka were just like the two closest people to me in my life. And when this happened, it was a huge shock. She was seemingly healthy, 67, which I consider young. And so I flew from LA to the Bay Area, to Pittsburgh, California, which is where I'm from in the East Bay, to go be with her. And to my surprise, I walked in her house opened the door, and she pulled me into her room right away, shut the door, and asked me a question that literally changed the trajectory of my whole life. She looked me in the eyes and she said, "If you were in my shoes and you knew you were going to die in 2 months, what would you do?" And I'm looking at her like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" And she just said, "Get quiet, get still, do that meditation thing you're always talking about. And we're going to sit here until you know the answer. If you were in my shoes and you knew you were going to die in 2 months, what would you do?" And I closed my eyes and I felt this well of emotions just come up inside of me, but I felt like I couldn't cry because my whole childhood, everybody said only faggots cry and you can't cry. And then I just blurted out, "I would quit every single thing that I'm doing and I would record an album. I would do music." And the thing is, I had always wanted to do music ever since I was a little boy, but I never thought I was good enough. I let all the kids who teased me at school about being gay and about being different make me think I sucked at everything, and I stopped myself. And growing up the way I grew up, in a home with gunshot holes on the outside of my house, the last thing on my list to do was to do music. I wanted to be successful and do something practical and get myself out of there to make a better life for myself and for my family. Music was the last thing on the list. And I think we all have these things. We all have these dreams and these goals and these visions for our life that we say are not for us, because we're too fat, or we're too old, or we're too ugly, or we're too gay, or we're not good enough, or we should have started before we had kids, or we do all the things, we don't have enough training, blah, blah, blah. We have all these reasons why we don't step into our dream. And my grandmother that day, when she asked me that question, there was this quote that I had heard that literally flashed in front of my eyes. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm living this right now." And the quote is, "Someone once told me the definition of hell. On the last day that you have on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become." And I say that again. On the last day you have on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become. And that was what they said was the definition of hell. And I felt myself living that, because I was living this life that was great by external standards. External standards looked successful. I had money, was driving a BMW, had this thing. And I'm not saying this to brag, I'm saying because so often we change our external circumstances hoping that it's gonna heal or change something within. But we know that that's not how it really works. We have to get reminded all the time. And when my grandma asked me this question, it woke something up inside of me. And she made me promise her that I would do it. And it wasn't easy, you know? It was not easy stepping past my fears, stepping past the inner critic and the toxic voices in my head telling me that I wasn't good enough. All the people around me who were saying that I was crazy for starting to change my life. It was not easy shifting my friendships and my relationships and everything around me to step into my calling and my purpose. But what I want to tell you, because I've gotten in my book and things to frame for you how meditation was the main thing that took me from these two points, but the thing that I don't often get to share is my grandma, my Baka, and my mom knows this. In our family, she was that one who, when you needed advice and you didn't know where to go, you would call Baka. Call Baka, you know, everybody knows, like, that's what you do. Just call Baka, she'll know. And when she passed away, there was this huge loss, because I was now on this brand new journey that I had never been on before, with no understanding of how to do or what to do if I was making the right choices, and I couldn't call Baka. And luckily I had my meditation practice to go within, but the other tools that helped me navigate my life, learn to trust my intuition, learn to see and hear the wisdom and the voice of God, which is what I call it, or the universe, or the presence, or spirit, or all of those things, were quite literally crystals, astrology, and tarot cards. That was how I was able to hear and recognize and see the wisdom and the intuition and the voice of Baka that was always within me, and you have that in your own life, that was pressing through me to help navigate me on my journey to my next becoming. And you know, I'm so grateful to say that, you know, 3 years later, I ended up putting out my first album. so nuts. It charted in the top 20 of iTunes right now. It was literally Britney Spears, Taylor Swift, and then me on the charts, which was absolutely insane. And I'm not telling you this to brag. I'm telling you this to say that if I can do this shit, this little boy who grew up in a home with gunshot holes outside his house, with domestic violence and alcoholism and all the odds against him, you guys see what the news says boys like me are supposed to grow up like? If I can do this, you can step into your dream too. And I want to make sure, and the reason why my heart is so full into teaching and sharing and not just doing music is because I believe that we all deserve to have access to this information. Because when we come back to it, it gives us access to our greatest source of power. And whether you call that power God or the universe or your higher self or spirit or presence or Allah or whatever you call it, I'm talking about that thing, that force that moves your life forward in the direction towards the calling and the purpose that is your one big life. And so that is the frame that today's teaching is in for all of us. And what I would love to do right now before we get started is just for all of us to take a couple of breaths together. So I invite you to place today one hand over your heart and one hand over your navel. Okay, one hand over your heart and one hand over your navel. And we're doing it this way today because when we connect these two centers, the root of the heart and the center of our power, that's where the real transformation comes, when we connect these two powerful centers. So go ahead and take a full deep breath in and a deep breath out. And if you feel comfortable, close your eyes and relax your body. You don't have to sit up straight or tall. Just be at ease. And again, let's take another deep, full breath in all together as a collective. Inhale from all these parts of the world and exhale. And I want you now, for just a moment, to imagine a future version of yourself. And at any point in the future, who is living the life of your dreams. You have the body you've always wanted. You have the house you've always wanted. You got the job you've always wanted. You look the way you've always wanted. You got the money you've always wanted. Everything is exactly how you've always wished for and dreamed of. And if this feels or seems impossible, good, because we need to decondition our minds from thinking in lack and limitation and open to possibility. That quantum possibility that Sheila talked to us about. So try to imagine yourself. And if you don't have a clear image, that's fine. You're not doing it wrong. But just notice if maybe as I say imagine, maybe you hear things or you feel things in your body or you smell or taste or have an emotional sense. Everybody doesn't visualize with their eyes, with image. So just trust what comes up. And then notice in this vision, are you indoor or are you outdoor when you look at this future you? What color might you be wearing? Is there anybody there with you? What do you see around you in this vision? And for the next couple moments, just scan your environment. And if your mind wanders, that's fine. Every moment is a moment to begin again. It's normal. Just come back to the vision for about 20 seconds, scanning to pick up any feelings or sensations or sounds or smells or emotions that this future you might be experiencing. And then go ahead and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And when you feel ready, I invite you to open your eyes. And what I'm going to do
is I'm going to break us into little breakout groups for just a few minutes, okay? And I'm going to just invite all of you, if you feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to go in breakout groups, I don't know if I want to talk, stay with it. For everybody who's been here all week, we've all felt that. And this tends to be everyone's favorite part of the moment. So here's what we're doing in our breakout groups. Everybody's going to have 2 minutes. There should be three or four of you in the group. So we're just going to be in there for 8 minutes. And I want you to share what came up for you in this vision for your future self. And know that it's held in a sacred space. It's held in a beautiful container. And all that we're doing is we're affirming and we're loving on each other. And we're holding space as a community because so many of us don't have people around us that we can really hold this energy with. So we're sharing the vision. And if you choose not to speak, that's fine. And let me tell you one thing that our community does, and most of you know this by now. So if you hear somebody say something or I say something or anybody ever on this call says anything that you feel like you resonate with that makes you want to say like, amen, or like, yes, girl, or whatever, what we do here in this community is we do this and rub our hands together in the window. So if you see or hear anybody, everybody do it so I can see you. Y'all got it? This is what we do. This is our like, yes, I see you, I honor you, okay? So make sure there's going to be an 8 minute timer. Don't be that person who takes up the whole time. Everybody gets 2 minutes and the person in your group with the shortest hair starts first, okay? So we're getting ready to break into groups for 8 minutes and it's just gonna automatically put you in. And for those of you guys who are new to breakout groups, what it's gonna look like for a moment is that you have disappeared from Zoom. You haven't disappeared. It's gonna take you out and then it's gonna put you back into a group, and then we'll all come back to the main group shortly. And if you have any questions or need support, just push the help button and I'll run in and support you. All right, here we go. 4 people per room, 8 minutes. Let's rock and roll. So I would love for a couple people to share specifically about what your experience was like sharing with the group. And so if you want to just unmute yourself and speak, if you're somebody who's spoken before, hasn't had a chance to speak to me before on here, I would love to hear from you. So just unmute yourself and talk and I'll hear you just about what your experience was like sharing or something about your vision. Kathleen, I see you unmuted yourself.
Hello, I got to talk with Nick and then there were a couple other people that didn't have their cameras and sound on, so we didn't get to hear from them, but that's okay. But I mean, it was only a few minutes, but I sort of feel like, oh, I have a new friend and like he's I'm in the US and it's like we both.
Nick, where are you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you calling in from? Hi, where are you calling in
from? I'm calling from China.
China, amazing. And Kathleen, you're calling in from?
I'm in Boston.
Look at this, you guys, look what we're doing in the world. This is so great. Yeah, yes, okay.
Amazing.
Thank you. So yeah, share, what was it like?
Well, we had similar sort of visions, it seemed. We both thought a lot about traveling and being somewhere else and going places we haven't been with our friends and experiencing new cultures. And so that was cool because, you know, instantly it's like, here's this person I've never met. And now we're talking about our sort of our dreams and they're really similar. Wow. And I sort of feel like I have a new friend.
Beautiful. Yeah. Nick, how was it for you, Nick?
Well, actually, I really feel that was an amazing session, an amazing time for me to just get to know each person. And also I'm really surprised to find out that we actually share a lot of similar things. Like we both love traveling. We both love to experience different kinds of cultures. And the thing shocks me is that we both want to go to Italy even, like because of the historical heritage there and the beautiful views. So I think that kind of breakup is really important for me to be able to express myself and exchange ideas within this warm group. So
beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Nick. Do you see all the smiles on this Zoom right now, you guys? It's just so beautiful. I know you guys feel that. So I'm doing this. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing. I think that's a perfect share stop for us to continue because that was just so beautiful. And we'll have more time for all of us to talk. I just want to make sure we have enough time to get through
the teachings today. So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to say and have you guys just get a little peek, you know, I do this in my programs and my workshops and my courses and the book, obviously, going deeper into this vision for our lives, but just to start getting used to speaking it. And when you're doing this with, look at the power of just doing this with complete strangers. And one of the things that happens is when we, so the reason why it's so important to me to build this community is because so many of us don't have people around us that we can share in this way with in person. And for those of us who do, when we share with people, they can't hold the space for us in the way that we need it to be held with excitement. We have people who show up and like, well, I'm not sure about that. Are you sure you want to do that? You know, like all this kind of junk, right? And it's very skeptical. And so it's so important to have this space. But I also will tell you that sharing your vision and being in that space of your vision and then asking the question, when you're asking questions to the universe, it's not asking, how do I fix all these problems in my life? It's no, how do I move forward towards my vision? How do I lean into the goals and the future and the calling? Because guess what? You're going to always have problems and struggles in your life. I don't care how much you meditate, how much you pray, how spiritual you are. It comes up for all of us, every single one of us. And so we cannot, again, I've shared this quote on here before. We cannot get solutions. What's the quote? Michael Singer says, no solution can be found when you're lost in the energy of the problem. And so we have to get ourselves in the energy of the solution. So one thing that I would love, just because Nick really inspired me today, in the chat box, I would love for everybody to type in where you're from right now, just so we can see or where you're calling in from or tuning in from, so we can just see this here, this global community that we're building together. London, Utah, Cleveland, LA, Phoenix, Philadelphia. I'm trying to read them all so fast. San Diego, Virginia, Chicago, Philly, Minneapolis. Oh, Jesus, Minneapolis, sending so much love to you there. China, Pittsburgh, California, that's where I'm from. Eastern Long Island, Brooklyn, Texas, St. Louis, Arkansas, New York, New York, New York, New York, lots of California. This is amazing. You see what's happening. Arizona, Belgium, Spain, Canada. Heaven, I love that. That's amazing.
Did you see Barbados?
Barbados, thank you. Was that you, Mom, saying that? That's amazing.
Yeah, so,
hey, Mom. So it's so cool to see all of us coming together. So just sending love in all directions of the globe. This is so powerful what we're doing today. So let's get into a little bit of the teachings right now. So I would love to, I'm putting up a poll. This is my first Zoom poll that you're gonna see pop up on your screen right now that has three questions, all right? And the three questions are, number one, have you ever used crystals for more than just decoration? Yes or no? Number two is, how much do you know about your personal astrology? Which means there's three options. Either I know nothing at all, I know my zodiac sign, like I'm a Pisces, I'm an Aries, but that's it, or I've had a full reading before. And then number three is, how familiar are you with tarot cards? No experience at all, I've played with them casually, or I've had a full reading, or you even own your own deck. So just trying to get a pulse for who's in the room right now so that I can teach directly to you all. So these are the results. Can I share these with you guys? All right. So do you see it? Have you ever used crystals for more than just decoration? 74% of you said yes, 16 or 26% of you said no. How much do you know about your personal astrology? Nothing at all. There's no one who knows nothing at all, which is great. So you know your zodiac sign. That's about half of you know your zodiac sign, but that's it. Half of you have had a full reading before. And then tarot cards seems to be the one that the least, or it's about 50-50 still. Some no experience at all, or you've played with them casually. And some of you have your own deck or have done a full reading. So this is awesome, because for those of you who have experience with stuff, I think today what we do is gonna take you a step deeper. And for those of you who've been curious and are wanting to know more, I think this is gonna be a perfect little entry point for all of you. So let's start with talking about crystals. Now, there's a lot of stuff on the internet about how crystals work, what they do, what they don't do. And I'm not gonna get into, what I actually don't wanna get into is the stuff that's like more questionable, you know? But I wrote something in my book on page 173. They let me sneak in some stuff about crystals, which I had to, that I wanna read to you guys right now. This is on page 173 for those of you who have Stay Woke. So this is about crystals. Like beautiful sunsets, no two crystals are alike. And each one was perfectly crafted by nature. Looking at a crystal evokes a sense of awe. And it's hard to look at a crystal without saying, wow. They make us curious. They make us remember that even in the darkest caves, there is beauty. When you bring that same sense of wonder and awe to your meditation practice and to your life, you open to the ever-present opportunities that surround you. So that's one way that I think crystals actually work on us, is by their beauty. And there's a lot of science right now, actual science, not woo-woo, but like science. It's happening at UC Berkeley right now, around awe. And when we experience that sense of whoa or awe, like looking at a flower or a sunset or a childbirth or crystals or anything like that, it opens us up for a moment and expands our sense of self beyond the individual self into the collective self. Like, whoa, what am I a part of? Where are we? Where is this? And when we drop into that space, even for a moment, we open, I think one of the studies showed that we experience like small awe moments, most of us like 4 times a week, just small awe, and like big awe moments once or twice a month. And so when we drop into that space, we open up to a greater sense of possibility. And then the other way, and I'll just say this to you, is I think one way that crystals work on us is beauty. And the second way is intention. And so whether or not you believe in, do crystals do something themselves? Like if you rub them on your body, like do they do something? That's questionable. I think they do, but everybody doesn't believe that. But what we do know scientifically is that the power of intention directs our lives. What we intend is what ends up showing up in our lives. And so when you grab a crystal, for example, and you grab an amethyst and you say, this is for protection, you are basically just holding a physical manifestation, reminding yourself to access the protection that's within you already. It's a reminder to say, you have all of this within you, baby, but this is just reminding you anytime you need to forget. And so that's one way that we know scientifically that crystals work. And so I'm gonna put a little list on the screen here right now of some of my favorite crystals. All right, it's gonna be in the chat box. And what they stand for classically. And this is just a simplified version. There are many things that these mean, but amethyst is typically for protection. And that's a birthstone for those of you who are in February, Pisces like me. Clear quartz, I see you, Lifa. Clear quartz is clarity. Rose quartz is for love. Fluorite, which is one of my favorites, it's green and purple and bluish, is about making good choices, which I call trusting your intuition. Carnelian, which is a beautiful orange stone. I think I have that right here. Ah, no, it's in the other room. Oh no, I have it on this bracelet. This is carnelian. Got all my stuff stuck together. But on this bracelet is carnelian, and this is for confidence. Citrine is for abundance and wealth, and black onyx, which I have on this bracelet as well, is for grounding. So if you ever feel like your head is going too fast, which mine often does, is really helpful for grounding. And so what I like to tell people when they're looking for crystals is there are really two ways. A lot of people ask me this, like, well, how do I buy a crystal? Like, where do I get crystals? How do I go? So you can get them, you just Yelp something like crystal shop, and you want to go in and make sure you feel the energy in there. You know, my sister had this experience where, you know, you'll go to like a fair or a street fair and people are selling crystals on the street. And I was like, I kept telling her, I was like, these crystals are dead. There's no energy in these crystals. There's no energy in these crystals. And my sister was like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't feel this energy thing. And just my mom was witness this. So just a month ago, my sister went to this crystal shop in Oakland and she calls me and she was like, Justin, I don't know what happened, but I walked into this crystal shop and I felt so much. And next thing I know, I was sitting on the ground in the crystal shop praying. Like I felt so much energy there. And so you want to make sure you're buying your crystals from somewhere. I see you went buying your crystals from somewhere that's not just, oh, random crystal here and there, that has the energetic integrity. And you don't have to, this is not a think about it thing. Ooh, does this have integrity? Do I feel the energy? It's not that. It's instant. I feel it. It's like when you walk with some, when you meet somebody and you're like, oh my God, I like this person, or oh, I don't like this person, or I don't feel anything about this person. You don't have to think about it. It's instant. It's so the same thing when you're buying crystals. And then when you go into, yeah, my mom said this. And yes, my sister at first was not a believer in crystals at all. She thought, I bought them crystals for Christmas. My mom's laughing because this was hilarious. So I bought her and all my nieces and all my family. I spent all this time picking crystals for all of them. and my sister had a fit. She was like, just because Justin likes this crystal shit doesn't mean that we like this stuff. That would be like me buying Michael Jordan shoes for Christmas. Like, he doesn't care about Jordans. Why is he buying us crystals? Now my sister has a whole altar of crystals. So we see how that goes. But anyway, all I'm saying, and this is a really good point, all of these tools, this is one of the most important things I'm going to say to you today. All of these tools, tarot, crystals, astrology, one of the most common things I hear from people is, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. And the thing that's really interesting is I'm like, crystals are not a spiritual practice. Like, it's not a astrology is not a spiritual practice. Tarot cards are not a spiritual practice. This is not your church. This is not your spiritual practice. These are tools. These are just tools. And so the idea of like, well, you don't got to believe in a hammer to know that it works. You don't need to believe in the weather forecast to know that you can see. Like, there's nothing to believe in. It's just a tool for you to use. And it's a tool to use only if you resonate with that tool, right? And so, but oftentimes we close ourselves off to it before we can even get into it. So anyway, how to get a crystal. So first of all, make sure you like the energy of the place that you go. You can search, if people don't know where to find crystals, go on Yelp and search crystal shop on Yelp in your neighborhood, and you'll find something in your city somewhere. And then when you go in, there's two ways you can go about this. Number one is you can already go in with an intention. Like, I'm dealing with this in my life and I need protection. And so you go in and you know, I'm looking for stones that are for protection. And then when you find them, you grab them and you hold them and you hold it up to your heart center, not your throat, not your right here in the middle, not your thyroid, your heart. And you just take a moment and feel, and you'll know right away, is this it? Do I feel this? And if you feel it, you'll either feel the energy kind of evaporate, like bloop, like it just kind of dissipates. If the energy just dissipates, not it. If you feel it and you know, and you don't want to put it down and you got it and you're looking at it and you're like, this is so beautiful. That's how you know, okay? And don't make it just, this is so beautiful, because the looking at it is important, but it's also about you feeling it. And then the second way that you can find crystals, and this is one of my favorite ways, is not going with an intention. Walking in the store, and if it's a store or a place that has good energy and good vibrations, it'll be holding a sacred container. And then you ask, show me what I need. Show me what I need. And you walk around the store, and I usually start with the beauty part, with the awe. And that's what draws me. Or sometimes I'll close my eyes and just feel, which direction do I need to go? I look like a crazy person sometimes in the crystal shop. I'm like walking around, like doing this whole thing on my knees. But you can literally just feel and start with the beauty. Wow, those are so beautiful to me. And then you go and you read about what they're for and you hold it up to your heart and see what calls to you. So these are ways that you guys can start to get crystals for intention. And ooh, thank you, Melissa. This was so important. I'm sorry. So no shopping for crystals online, because a lot of shops are not open. Duh, I'm sorry. Hello, COVID, right? So I'll tell you the honest truth. If I'm shopping online, which I've done for these bracelets, which I can send you guys a link to, these are called wish beads. The only times I shop for something online, if it's from a place that I already know holds that energetic integrity, or from a teacher or somebody, like, and you can look at their Instagram, you can see how they're holding this. And you maybe just buy something first and check it before you make any kind of a big purchase. But that's a really good idea, okay? So these are crystals. And if anybody has any other questions about crystals, feel free to type them in. Because what we're going to do next is I'm going to get into tarot. And just so you guys know, we'll end today, and I promise you we will end on time today. We've been ending usually at about 90 minutes, so we'll be off. Right now it's 10:53 in LA. We will finish at 11:30 in LA. And here's the big surprise. Somebody's going to get a tarot reading live on the call today, and somebody's going to get an astrology reading live on the call today. So this is going to be really, really fun. So stay with you if you can. And let's talk about tarot, okay? So I'm going to tell you guys a story about tarot that I never get to tell, but all my friends know this. So you'll hear me say tarot or tarot. You guys hear these different things. The word is actually not an English word. It's French, tarot. And so everybody says it wrong. in Spain they say tarot, and like it's everywhere is different. So tarot or tarot, whatever you hear is fine. You'll hear different people say different things. I've learned tarot. And then, you know, obviously Miss Cleo, call me now, said tarot. So it's all different. So anyway, very interesting story for me. So when I'm 32 now, and when I was 23, I was ending a relationship, or considering ending a relationship, a big relationship. I was actually engaged to a man. And it was a beautiful relationship, but I felt that it wasn't right, but I wasn't sure if it was my fear or if it was my intuition. And I love Adrian said, Miss Cleo, I'm on the floor. I know, right? So Miss Cleo, we all remember Miss Cleo. So I wasn't sure if I was afraid of digging deeper into the relationship and I was pushing up against my own intimacy fears, even though I was in therapy and stuff, or if this really wasn't right. And so I was talking to one of my mentors, a teacher named Sianna Sherman, who some of you guys will know. And she said, I need you to talk to this woman named Brenda Rose. And she does tarot cards. And I think if she gave you a reading, I think you would know exactly what you need to do. Now, I had never had a tarot reading before. I had never been interested in it really before. I'd heard of it, but just not really sure. And then Sianna tells me, well, the thing is, Brenda, she's really, really good, but she charges $500 for an hour. And I'm like, not happening, right? I'm just like, girl, no chance, right? That I'm paying $500 for a 1 hour reading for anybody, for anything. And Sianna goes, you know I would not steer you wrong, so here's what I'm gonna do. You do the reading. If you don't like it, if it doesn't give you the guidance that you need, I'll pay for it. And if it does, and you get what you're asking for, you pay for it. And I said, okay, fine, no risk, right? And I was going in very skeptical, to be honest with you. Even though I believe in all this stuff, I was very skeptical. And I pick up the phone. I don't say any, Brenda doesn't know nothing. We've never talked. Sianna didn't tell her anything. I registered for her thing online, and she pulls the first few cards and she literally goes, first words out of her mouth, what the hell are you still doing in this relationship? First words. Girl, I was on the floor. It was done. I was just like, what? You know? And like, she read it inside out. Like, this is all the reasons, and I won't go into all my relationship drama, but like all the reasons. And I was in. And so from that moment on, once or twice a year, I would get a reading from Brenda. And what happened, and this is really interesting. So what happened was about 4 years ago, Brenda, she was having some trouble with something online. She was starting to take her business online. And we had become kind of friends, but not really friends, but just we talked consistently enough. She visited LA, I met her, and she was having trouble with something online. And I helped her. And I helped her with this thing. It took me about an hour. And she goes, can you send me your address? I would love to send you a gift. So in the mail comes my first deck of tarot cards. Now, I had never bought tarot cards. I'd never been interested in buying tarot cards. I had been interested in getting my own readings from people. And I got these cards, you guys, and I could not put them down. I was traveling around the world with them. I was picking a card every day, and it was giving me wisdom and guidance. It felt like they were so alive. And I couldn't really understand why. And I didn't know enough about them. I was picking a card and reading the book or reading something online. And then fast forward to about a year of me doing this very consistently. And I kept thinking, I want to learn more about tarot. And so I reach out to Brenda and she said, I've been waiting for you. And I was like, what? And she said, well, I don't announce this publicly, but she does it now, but at the time she didn't. She said, I'm doing a private, small tarot card training in Cincinnati at my house in a month. And I keep seeing you here, but I needed you to find that. And I had reached out to her saying, how do I learn more? And so I went to her house and I did this small group, this house filled with crystals and all this beauty in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I did my first training. And it literally, you guys, felt like I almost started crying. It felt like once I learned the rules, it felt like something I had done 1,000 times, but 1,000 years ago. Like a language, like if you know a language and then you don't speak it for a long time and then you come back and you pick it up, And instantly I was doing these readings and I was doing all this amazing stuff and able to read and start sharing that with my friends and family. And so for the last couple of years, I do a lot of readings now, but it's not something that like I promote or whatever. It's just people who come to me. And it's one of my greatest things of service. And when people ask me, what is tarot? What is it? Is it fortune telling? Is it psychic? Is it telling you the future? What is it? You know? And what I say to people is it's more like grounding your intuition. It's usually not telling you anything that you don't know. It's just placing it out in front of you so that you don't have doubt and confusion about what it is that you're thinking or what it is that you're feeling. Or it pulls these things that you may have thought about in passing in the back of your mind and goes, oh my gosh, that's what all this is about. And it kind of shows you the energetics of what's happening. And so this is the beauty of tarot and the magic of it a little bit. And I tell people, tarot and astrology, I say that it's like getting the weather forecast for your life. And so if I tell you it's gonna be raining outside next week, then you know to not wear shorts and flip-flops, but to wear an umbrella. And so in tarot, it tells you, and astrology, it tells you what the forecast and the best conditions might be for your life. But the thing is, it's not fortune telling because you still have free will. You still have free will. You still have to take an action. If I tell you it's likely you're going to meet a partner, it's likely to be raining men outside, but you don't go outside or you stay in the house, you're not going to meet anybody. And so the next reading that you get is going to be different because now the forecast has changed, right? Because your situation has changed. And so this is how these things are living and breathing with our lives. And so this is so beautiful. I see the amazing things you guys are typing in here. So what I'd love to do is for somebody who feels open and excited, but has never had a reading before, I am going to call on you to do a reading with you live. Janice, I see you jumping out of your seat. Hello, Janice. I'm unmuting you for just a second. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Great. Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. It's so good to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to drop in and do a reading, and I just want to get your permission that like I can openly speak about anything that shows up in this reading in front of the group.
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, okay. You have permission.
Okay, great. So, and you've never had a reading before?
Never had a reading. I've always wanted one, but been nervous.
This is such an honor. This is such an honor, Janice. Thank you for opening up to us in this beautiful way. So I'd love for you for just a moment to place your hands over your heart, close your eyes, and drop into your heart for a moment. Drop into your heart. And take a deep breath in and a breath out, letting any feelings or emotions arise. And if there's an area of your life or a question or an intention or any place where you feel like you may need some more certainty or guidance or clarity, I want you to call that into your mind and into your heart right now. And I ask the universe, in accordance with everything that's light and everything that's good, let it be in this reading for Janice. Beautiful. All right, so you guys are gonna hear some kind of loud shuffling, so watch your ears just for a second because I have to shuffle. Oh, Janice, so you're really dealing with a lot right now, huh?
I am.
Yeah. And what I want to share with you that's so important is that all of this that's happening is asking you, well, first of all, I'm going to say this.
You are learning deeply, and tell me if I'm right about this, how to truly take care of yourself in a way that you've never have before.
That's so true.
What kind of practices are you doing right now that are helping you care for yourself? Or what ways are you thinking and doing differently that's helping you care for yourself in a new way?
Meditating every day.
Yeah.
Taking time for myself, just stopping and taking the time for myself, just a simple bubble bath, you know?
Yeah. And I want you to know, sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. Was there anything else?
That was it.
Okay. And I want you to know that there's more to be done. And these things that you're doing, they're so important. And even the time that you're spending in meditation, it's also important because what it's doing is it is shattering the illusion of what you thought your life was. Is this right? Shattering the illusion of how you thought things were going to be. And it seems to me like there is you're hitting right now almost a breaking point of some sort. What is this breaking point? It's like a breaking point that you feel scared of, but you also know you need to fly away from. What's happening there?
I just recently walked away from a 12-year career of teaching middle school.
There we go. Okay. That's exactly what it is. But you know that walking away from this career is exactly what you really need to do to take care of yourself and take care of the vision and the passions and the thing in your life that you really are here to do. And you've done great work and you've done great service, but I want to honor you and say that breaking off from this 12-year career, this is not a small thing to do. So be tender with yourself. Take care of yourself. Give yourself time to heal. And as you move out of this, you are going to continue to come up against so much fear because you don't know what's next.
Right.
But what I want to remind you in every single one of these situations, this is my big takeaway for you, is that in each moment, and the more you take care of yourself, you have the capacity to choose, am I focusing on fear or am I focusing on where I'm going? In every moment you get to choose. And the more that you take care of yourself, the more that you do that self-care, and I'm talking about like luxurious, baby, like the bath, if you've been taking 2 baths a week, I need you to take 4 baths a week, you know, because you need these ideas and these visions and the creative juices to start flowing through you again. And you also need to mourn this big change and this big loss. It's huge. And it seems like you loved it too in some ways, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's time.
Right.
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this. And anybody who makes this big of a move is fucking scary. Most people never have the courage to break a 12-year career. You are doing this. You got this. And you have to continue. And taking care of yourself and spending that luxurious time and meditating and bubble baths and all the massages, everything else you're doing, is not a waste of time. It's actually essential to wake you up so that you can move past the fear. So in every moment, you get to choose. And don't get mad at yourself when you fall into the fear. Just get in the bathtub and love yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Did that have anything to do with what you were thinking about or talking about or intention? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Nothing? Nothing no. at all. Okay. Are you okay? I see.
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for being so vulnerable and so open to share with such an open heart with the group. We're all sending you so much love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oops. So that is a tarot reading. That's how they go, you guys. So for those of you who haven't seen it, and Janice gave us such a huge and beautiful gift of allowing us into her space. And just so you guys know, the cards that I pulled, and people get so scared of these cards. Like, so I'll show you a card that people get real scared. Oh my God, what's going to happen if you pull the death card, right? Doesn't mean that you die. Sometimes, but that's not really what it means usually. The death card we do every New Year's. It's a transformation. It's a complete letting go. What am I letting go of to be born anew? And so one of the cards that I want to show is, actually, I'm gonna leave this here for Janice. But we got some, it wasn't a death card, but we got cards that sometimes people are afraid of, but there's nothing to be afraid of because all the cards are showing you is what's happening in your world and then giving you guidance on how to move forward. So for Janice, it was so much about this self-care, Janice, is not wasteful.
It's not wasteful. It's actually helping you move forward and choose the vision over fear every time. So Janice, reach out to me if you have any more questions later, okay? Because I know we're moving quickly today.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to let you know, if you wanted to share the cards that you pulled for me with the group, you could. That would be fun.
Oh, okay, okay. But I won't. I'm going to keep it for you, okay?
Okay.
So thank you. So
okay.
So the... I want to move into the next phase. And actually, as we are going in here, if you guys have any questions or anything that you want to say, or even just words of encouragement for Janice, I invite you to type them in. Oh, you guys are already doing it. I love you guys. I love this community so much. You guys already got it. Janice, I hope you see all this love for you in the chat box. There's so much. So before we get into our final section, which I have a super big surprise for you, one of the things that I want to share with you is so many of you have been asking me, and I want to share this now because I know some of you will have to sign off soon. So many of you have been asking me, is the Woke Lab going to continue? What are we going to do to move forward? How do we keep this community going? What do we have going on? Because what we've built here is really something special. And this really was an experiment for me, you know, to see what happened. And obviously, it's a beautiful experiment that's continuing to grow. And just so you guys know, there has been 70 something of us on live, but we've had over 750 people register who are watching the replays who are not able to join us live. So that's how much this community has grown. And so a lot of people have been writing to me about, what are we going to do to keep it going? So I have a surprise for you. I have a surprise. Okay, I've like come with many surprises today. So I'm going to share my screen because I like to be dramatic. So ladies and gentlemen, announcing the Stay Woke Workshop. We are going to do a full day workshop on Juneteenth, June 19th. And those of you guys who don't know what Juneteenth is, Juneteenth is the day that is considered sometimes Freedom Day. It is the day that, on record, the last enslaved African-American was freed from enslavement on June 19th. And so I thought, what a better way and a better moment for us to come together in freedom, to celebrate the freedom for our own lives and for our becoming. And this workshop is not going to be just like, you know, we've done a lot of talking and you've taken a lot of notes here, but anybody who's taken any of my workshops or programs, you guys know that I'm all about getting shit done and doing tangible action steps. And so what we're gonna do in this workshop, it has three parts. We're gonna start by helping create the vision for your life, and I'm gonna walk you through it, and you're gonna write out the actual vision for all five domains of your life, your work, your relationships, your creativity, your well-being, your health, to help you get a clear idea of what's coming in this next dawn of your life. What is the new normal? How are we actually creating that? Sheila helped us see it, but what do we have to do to start to get there? And then the second phase is all about inner oppression, which is alignment, self-sabotage. What are we doing in our lives that is out of alignment with the vision that we see for ourselves and for the freedom and the collective world? And we're going to get really specific to see the hidden habits that are in your life, not just me talking about habits, but you're going to know what they are in your own life. And then finally, we move to the final phase, which is action, which I call the get shit done phase, which is everybody will leave with a specific action plan on how to move forward and what to do next in any area of your life. It's not necessarily just about waking up and living your purpose and your passion. It could be about your body or your relationship with yourself or your relationship with others, your well-being, your money, and any domain of your life. We're going to step into it. And this is just an offering for me to you. I thought these Woke Labs have been great, but if I'm going to give something to you guys, I want something where we can really do the work. And I thought on this day, on Juneteenth, there was no better way to do that and no better time than for us to come together in the spirit of freedom. And so because you guys have been here, I'm going to be announcing this, I think, next Wednesday to the public. And when I announce it publicly, the full day workshop will go on sale for $199 for the whole day. However, because you guys have been here with us in the Woke Lab, I talked to my team and I wanted to do something really special for you guys. Everybody who's here, everybody who's listening to this, is getting a $120 scholarship. So the Stay Woke workshop is $79 for all of you who are here. That's if you're listening to the recording or if you are here live. And for the people, I like to honor people who move, you know, who make action and take action. So for anybody who registers today, I'm going to be picking one person out of the people who register today to get a free tarot reading with me over the phone, a 40-minute reading, a full 40-minute reading. So this is what we're doing for the Stay Woke Workshop. I don't want you to feel pressured. I don't want you to feel stressed. And if you have financial need and you want to be there and the $79 is not realistic for you, reach out to me. I want you to be there. This is not about money for me. This is about all of us being able to come together. So if you cannot do it, if it is a burden for you, do not feel shy or nervous. Like Shelly told us in the first day, let me know. I am here to help you. Okay. I want you there. So I'm going to put the link here for you guys, and I'll also send it in the email. So this is the link. And you, oops, hold on. Let me get rid of that star. So that is the link. And then you have to put in the, it's going to say 199 and the code is Woke Lab, all capital, all one word, Woke Lab. So if you go to that link and then type in the word Woke Lab in like the promo code area, oops, I did not, you guys are not seeing that. Hold on. And you type in the word Woke Lab, you'll get the full thing. Sorry. So make sure this will disappear after. So make sure you copy and paste this if you want to join. Okay. So it's not for everybody, but for those of you who want to keep moving with us and keep growing with us. And I promise I'll keep trying to create things for all of us to come together as we grow. So I love you. Oh, thank you. Can I say this? Adrian and Maddie, yes, please reach out to me. Somebody asked, can I help cover some scholarships? Mandy and Adrian, please, absolutely, because one of the things that I'm wanting to do is be able to give scholarships to students specifically. So just send me an email if anybody's able to help give scholarships, and I'd gratefully help that support. That's really amazing. Okay. Yes. And Lisa asks, can you talk about how you do shadow work or where I can find it? Shadow work is what we're going to be doing there in the inner oppression section. So you guys have heard me talking about shadow work. That's what we're going to be doing in the second half of the day called the inner oppression section. The workshop will be recorded. So if you can't make it live, you can watch the whole thing, of course. And I don't know what time it's going to be yet. I'm waiting to see what time zones and people sign up. And then I'm going to announce the time, but it'll probably be somewhere around now. Okay. So here we go. We are going to move into our final section about astrology. And astrology has a very similar feeling to me as tarot, but it's a little bit different because it's based on your birth chart. And a lot of people, I know that half of the people in here knew, I just want to say something really quick before I forget. For those of you who are having financial trouble and you need me, please reach out to me in an email because this chat box disappears for me after this is over and I won't be able to see it. So please email me. You can just reply to one of the messages that I send you these things from. So if anybody needs to get in touch with me about the workshop, send me an email. Okay. Thank you. I love you guys. So astrology, let's officially get into the last section. So astrology is similar to tarot in that it gives you the forecast or the landscape of what's happening for your life, but it's a little bit different because it's based on your birth chart. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that obviously, yes, you have like the, so this is how it works. The planets were all in some specific spot in the universe when you were born, the minute you were born, and they move. So that's why the minutes, when I reached out to some of you guys in email and said, have your birth time. And when that happens, that creates your whole birth chart. And one of those things is where the sun is in the sky. And where the sun is in the sky when you're born is what creates your sun sign, which is what most of us know. Like I'm a Pisces, I'm an Aries, I'm a this. That's your sun sign. That's your quote unquote main sign. But there's all these other planets that were in specific places in your life. And the most basic thing that you can know about astrology is your sun sign. But when you start to dig a little bit deeper, you find so much about what's happening in your life based on how the planets are moving now, what's going on, so you can see what's coming for you in the forecast. And so I brought a special guest with me today because I'm not an astrology reader, but I am somebody who frequently makes decisions based on my astrology. And so I brought Taylor Jackson here. Taylor, can you unmute yourself and say hello?
Hi, everyone.
Hey, say everybody say hi to Taylor. So Taylor is a sister. She is in New York City right now. She's absolutely incredible. And she has a beautiful Instagram account, actually, that's called Black Satin Venus. That's Taylor, if you want to, I'll type that in for everybody. Black Satin Venus, if you want to check that out. It's just stunning work, bringing this work to the world in a new way. And Taylor is going to do a mini astrology reading for somebody today, live on the call, that takes you deeper to where you're going. So here's what has to happen, okay? And this is how I know if y'all read my emails or not. What you need is your exact birth time to do this, okay? What exact time were you born? And I would love for it to be for somebody who has never had a full astrology reading before. So if that's you, raise your hand. All right, Lifa, I see you. Jordan, I saw you too. I'm so sorry. I just saw you afterwards. And Jordan's been here every week. So we got you. You know, I feel so bad. I wish I could give it to everybody. But Lifa, hello.
Yes, welcome. Hi. I'm here with my aunt.
Hi, Daima. Aunt. What's your name?
Daima.
Daima. Hey. So I'm going to get out of the way and let Taylor, you're in very good hands. And Taylor, just for timing here, we want to be a little bit quick because I would love to end as close to the 30-minute mark as possible, okay?
We'll keep it quick.
Thank you.
Cool. Hi, Daima, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How do you spell your name?
D-A-A-I-M, like Mary, A-H.
A-H, okay. And then what is your birthday, including the year?
February 11th, 1988.
Okay, February 11, 1988. Love the Pisces energy. And then what exact time were you born?
10:01 in the morning.
Yeah, 10:01. Oh. And what city were you born?
East Meadow, New York.
Where?
East Meadow, New York.
Okay, East Meadow, New York. Alrighty. Okay, and do you know anything beyond your sun sign? Because I'm just going to pull a couple of, figure out what to focus on.
I don't.
Aquarius. Awesome. Okay. So, all right. So the coolest things to know, especially since we have a short time. So you're a sun in Aquarius. I know you're close to that border there. So you're probably familiar with things about Aquarius. The coolest thing to know is you are a rising Taurus. So people probably, when they first meet you, encounter that Taurian energy. So Taurus is ruled by Venus, and it rules things that involve love, affection, beauty, any kind of the five senses of the physical world. So basically, especially because you're going from, and then you have a moon in Sagittarius. So those three are called your identity planets. So essentially, when people first get to know you, they see this sort of Taurian, almost earth goddess, very sensual energy. Then they get to know you. Those are two both fixed signs. Then you're an Aquarius, which is a fixed air sign. So then you have this ability basically where you still have this grounded sense of yourself, but you're far more cerebral than people maybe originally think you are. You probably are a lot smarter than people think you are, I would say. Yeah, do you get underestimated?
Yes, I do, especially by my family members.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a theme in your life. Use that to your advantage as much as, because the thing is, it's easy to see the frustrating part of that. The great part of it is the fact that, oh, you didn't think this little black girl was going to come in here and take over your entire business? Like, you know, or whatever your goals are, there is a level of power in that, like, unexpected high level, like really high masterful level of intelligence. You have an ability to see things other people can't, to see a future other people can't. And so your ascendant is this very grounded in the world as it is. And then your sun, yourself is that more radical Aquarius. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you have your moon in Sagittarius. And so the coolest thing too, moon and Sag folks are amazing. Like on my Instagram, there's a profile of Selena. You have Sag?
I'm a moon in Sag. Yep.
Oh, sweet. Okay, cool. Yeah. So you guys must have a soul connection.
I think so. Yeah, she's my buddy.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay. Your moon sign really speaks to sort of what makes you feel safe and secure in the world.
and what makes it, what speaks to your deepest, most vulnerable emotional needs. And so you feel safer when people let you feel free, when you can travel, when you can fully express the range of your emotions. Okay. I'd say the other, so one of the coolest things is with your ascendant comes your chart ruler. So your chart ruler is Venus, with Taurus ruled by Venus. And that Venus is in the 12th house in Aries. So now I'm getting very technically astrological for you here. So I'll break that down to some facts.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what you've got though there with your Venus in the 12th house in Aries. So Venus again is that planet of love and affection. And then in Aries is actually the sign of the self. So Aries has that passionate energy where you're almost like discovering more of yourself and coming more into yourself through love.
It sounds so like very, what's going on in my life now.
What? Yeah?
That's what's going on in my life now for the last year.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. I feel you being in a very healthy relationship and having that expand almost the definition of love in your world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, for cool. Sure.
Taylor, I just had an idea in closing, and not to peek into your reading. I'm like, yeah, the spirit coming in like, hey, idea. I'd yeah, love to see if she has, what was your name, my love, again,
Daima.
Daima, thank you. If there's a question that she might be having about her life that you might be able to answer. Absolutely. Directly with your astrology. And then maybe we can end there and you guys might be able to touch bases afterwards since I rushed you today through this.
Oh, that'd be perfect, yeah. So Daima, do you have any questions that you would love for me to, a specific area of your life or a house that you'd love me to take a look at?
This is all very new to me, so I can't think of anything, but my niece might have a thought.
I mean, what houses? What are the certain houses?
Like, so the houses,
right, I think?
Yes, there are 12 houses on a birth chart, and so basically as you have this wheel of your chart, based on where your ascendant is, that rising sign, from there, that marks the cusp of the first house, and it goes around counterclockwise from there. Okay. And so then there, basically, it's like the sky is divided into 12 areas, and each of those areas govern a part of your life.
Gotcha.
So that could be work, it could be relationships, it could be spirituality. So I'd say a good takeaway, basically, to end on with that, the way your planets are distributed among the houses kind of says something about your personality. So almost all of your planets are in the top half of the houses, which makes you a very extroverted person, makes you someone who gets energized by relationships with folks. Now, I'm not saying typical extrovert, like, look at me, I'm partying all the time, but like, you definitely like connecting with people and you get a lot spiritually, you get a lot of growth through balanced, healthy interactions.
That sounds like me. I'm the youngest girl in my family from my mom's side and my dad's side. And I come from a huge family. So for me, it's like, I feel like I'm just now, the last year that just transpired, finding my voice in life.
Yes. Now that is so in line with what's going on for you. And I would say that a big part of this, the one caution, you know, having so much going on with all of those planets basically in the top and being that youngest child, lots of influences from other people and you molding yourself to fit what they want and fit how they want you to be. So a key part here for your life going forward is to really continue to be involved with relationships where they make space for your voice to be heard and they want to not feel imbalanced. You want to feel that balance between, you know, I'm allowed to be my full self. I understand who that is and I can now engage in a relationship that moves me forward on that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for being open.
Beautiful. No, thank you so much.
She seems like she's holding her breath.
No, this is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And usually, just so you guys know, like anybody who's had an astrology reading, it's like
for sure a solid hour normally. Yeah. So we really,
quick.
Put Taylor under pressure here to deliver
Thanks,
something.
Taylor.
And Taylor, you are absolutely wonderful. You were such a gift from God. I'm just so grateful for you. And thank you both for opening up here for us. And Taylor, for anybody who wants to get in touch with you to maybe get a reading or anything like that, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
The best way right now is through Instagram. On Instagram, I will announce when my new site's going live. Just follow me on Instagram. If you're interested in a reading, DM me. My hour-long readings are $111. But for the first 5 people that sign up from this event, they will be half off.
Oh, Taylor, thank you. That's so sweet. Okay.
Yeah, just want to give love to this community. I feel the good energy.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Thank you, Taylor, for offering that. And thank you for donating your time to be on here with us today. It really means the world. And I just want to say to, as it comes to these kind of offerings and things like that, I it's so important to me that this community has so much integrity. And one of my promises to you guys always with everything, everybody I bring in and everything that I do is that I never want money to be the reason you don't have the opportunity to step into something and learn something. And so please know that anyone who I introduce to you guys or anybody who comes into this community shares that same value system. And we're here to support you and we're here with you. Taylor's Instagram is Black Satin Venus, okay? And we're always here to love you and support you and help you move forward. So in closing, y'all know I'm not letting you out of here without playing you a song, right? So this is a song that I've been writing actually during the quarantine. I've never sang it live. I sang it with one of my friends the other day. And my quarantine project for the last 3 months, my friends and family know this, has been I've been learning to play guitar. So I normally travel and when I sing and do stuff, I have a band or I do tracks. But I've never been able to really play for myself. So I've been learning to play guitar. I've been practicing every day. So this is me, honestly. I wanted to do this for you guys today to show you that even all of us who are teaching and speaking and offering to you guys, we're still stepping past our fears. I feel my heart starting to beat really fast right now all of a sudden because I'm about to play guitar in front of you guys. And we still have to step up and do the work and move through things. And we still get nervous and we're still growing and changing in all these ways. So this song, I felt so called to share it with you. I've been writing it because we can overcome. And the way that we're going to overcome is together. So this song is called Overcome. My mom's gonna be excited. She's never heard this one either yet. So can you guys tell me, I need the capo. Can you guys tell me, can you hear the guitar? Good, or just a little bit? Is it okay? Yeah, you can hear the guitar and me talking? Okay, great. So this is Overcome.
I've been dreaming about it. I can see the day. Thinking about it, overthinking. Then I tell myself that I'm not okay. Thinking about it, overthinking. I'm stuck in my head, 'cause I've made mistakes. And I don't know how to trust myself when I don't know the way. No, no. 'Cause I've been lost and I've been found and I've been healed and I've been broken. I've been saved, but now I'm lost again. No. I'm calling you to pull me through, break me open. Take me to the mountaintop, help me find myself again. Whoa, we can overcome it now. Whoa, we can overcome it. Hey. And I know that with you that nothing can bring me down.
Singing it, y'all.
And I know that with you that nothing can bring me down. And I know that with you that nothing can bring me down. Cause we can overcome, we can overcome it. I don't feel afraid that I lost my way. No, oh no. Cause I'm trusting you and you don't make mistakes. No, oh, yeah. When I feel alone, you light my way. And now I know why I followed you in the first place. Oh, yeah. Cause I've been lost and I've been found and I've been healed and I've been broken. I've been saved, but now I'm lost again. No, I'm calling you to pull me through. Lord, I'm open. Take me to the mountaintop. Help me find my way again. Whoa, oh, 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 we can overcome. We can overcome it now. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Oh, we can overcome, we can overcome it, yeah. And I know that with you, that nothing can bring me down. And I know that with you, that nothing can bring me down. And I know that with you, that nothing can bring me down. So we can overcome, we can overcome it, yeah. We can overcome
together.
We can overcome it. Whoa, oh, 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 we can overcome it. Yeah. Whoa, oh, 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 we can overcome, we can overcome it.
Woo! Now you see. Now you see. And even sang y'all a little song there at the end. I love you guys. And, you know, who knew what a gift we were given in the earth and the sky? Well, you know, our ancestors definitely did, you know. But how amazing is it that we can begin to reintroduce ourselves to the energetic and spiritual offerings that our physical terrain has birthed since the beginning of time. It's such a gift, and it's absolutely amazing, and it's such an honor that you're diving into these tools and opening up your curiosity, and you're going to do this in your own way. You know, it's not going to be the same for each person, so just dip your toe in to whatever part of this makes you curious, because your curiosity is what's going to lead you into the next level of your own becoming. I love that from Elizabeth Gilbert. And, you know, finding that we have no reason really to fear tarot or tarot, you know, or things like crystals and astrology, it's really important to notice that we don't have to be scared of these things. If you're going to pull the death card, you know, or something like that, they're simply tools for guidance, tools that we can refer to access insight and infuse information for our own good and well-being. It's really my sincerest hope, you guys, that in this episode that we were able to dispel some myths and the mystery around all of this. If our ancestors found value in this, I really believe so should we, especially in times like this. There's a reason why the allure around things like manifestation gets so buzzy, and it's because it works, but it only all works when you learn how to do it correctly. The same can also be said for tarot and crystals and astrology. We can just keep the crystals on our bedside table and like not really know shit about it and hope that something does something. Or we can put a little intention behind this and see how to use them to grow for our own well-being and also for the sake of the planet and our people. So keep digging for the tools, my brothers and sisters, and everyone in between, and add the tools that you like to your own personal toolbox. There's a lot that we have access to that lays beyond, goes way beyond the physical conceptions of what we've thought is possible, especially when it comes to our beliefs or the beliefs that we've grown up with. And this, and moving past this, really allows us to embrace new things for all the beauty that it can offer. None of it is coincidence. Connect more to all of it, even the meta of all of it, and watch yourself become more fully realized in your humanity, in your dignity, and in your joy. That is your birthright. I know it's vast. I know it can be, you know, woo-woo and intimidating and sometimes even scary or unknown, but there is healing and beauty and insight and understanding and growth there that each of us deserve. So take a look after this episode. Get some crystals. Order a tarot deck. My favorite is called Beauty of the Tarot by Brenda Rose. Her website is just, I think, brenda-rose.com. That's the cards that I was using on the call. And I love you. Enjoy. And happy magic making. And you don't got to be afraid of that word. All right. Bye for now.